The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I want to talk about something that happened to me last week. I had a tiny stain on my shirt. I tried to clean it and I made it a million times worse. And I feel like that's how my life pretty much goes. Good morning, it's Friday. What's up, everyone? My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So I felt like it was some kind of fable or something coming to life. I turn tiny little things into great big problems. We were filming. We were sitting there with huge athletes and I had this tiny coffee stain. And before I knew it, it was the size of Mount Everest.
I didn't even notice it. I didn't even know this happened.
Well, because I went to the bathroom and I dried it off and I was like, what are you doing? And I started thinking about all the incidents in my life where it's been this tiny little thing and I overreact. So, I answer an email too quickly. The way I talk to people gets people flustered because I'm like, I want this done right now.
So hold on, all these thoughts stem from a spilled coffee stain?
Yes, just a little coffee stain.
That was a revelation you had in the bathroom.
It was.
I think you might have been listening to too much Kendrick Lamar lately.
Yeah, right? It was like an epiphany. It was the breakthrough moment, as therapists say, and I don't even go to therapy.
I don't know if we're going to call that a breakthrough moment. That was a moment of anxiety. I don't know what that's called. There's nothing even getting broken through right there.
It is just a coffee stain.
Don't you? You know what's interesting is Automatic and I share a lot of the same anxieties, the word Anthony A. just used. Sometimes something will happen and we read more into it than it actually is.
Yeah, no, you're not.
I'm definitely guilty of that.
Yeah, you're not alone on that. A lot of times people compound problems, myself included. And I've been trying to stay forever in the present. And I think we talked about New Year's resolutions.
I mentioned this.
And it's hard. It's hard to be in the current moment all the time. But that does help relieve a lot of stresses for myself.
So the coffee stain had me look up some ways that I could keep from overreacting and make small things into big things. And calm down, take a breath, wait to respond and react. That's it right there.
Yeah.
Words to live by, Dana. Let's see if you can do that.
I don't know. I hope I don't spill any coffee on myself this morning.
Oh, you can apply that to so many other parts
of
your life.
Somebody just go get her a Tide stick. That's all we're going to do. That'll solve that.
National Day, Anthony A.
We have National Shrimp Day, everybody. Ooh, I love me some shrimp.
Scramps.
Favorite kind of shrimp? Shrimp, scampi, or fried shrimp.
Nice. Shrimp tacos.
DJ Automatic. All right.
We also got Clean Your Room Day. Today is the day to do that if you want to have a great weekend.
Our room is always clean.
I keep it clean.
If it was Automatic's room, I don't know.
I mean, I still haven't unpacked, so I don't know how clean it is right now.
It's a week and a half. You still haven't unpacked.
Right, yeah, let's go to salute the spouses in the military. It is National Military Spouse Appreciation Day. Salute to all those men and women out there. Thank you so much for what you do.
It's not just the person who's enlisted in the military that sacrifices for the country. The wives and husbands, the children, the people who stay home while they're deployed. Thank you for your sacrifice. We love you. We absolutely do.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Down in the DM, the breakdown, it's when we go back and we talk about one of the biggest down in the DMs that we had and received the most phone calls. Y'all remember Adriana?
Oh.
She's worried because her man Charles is hiding things from her, but she's not a dummy. She knows something is up.
I misplaced my phone, so I was using his to find mine in his apartment, and then he got a notification from her, and it said, call me, and I'll see if I'm available.
So I'm pretending to be Carrie, and I have Charles on the phone. Did it go down? Take a listen.
You're welcome to stay over.
Oh, all right. I'll bring something, just in case.
Just in case what? How do you plan on staying out all night? What kind of lie are you going to tell?
What?
What the f*** are you doing?
Hold on just a second.
No, who the f*** do you think I am?
Wait, hold on.
Charles isn't right. He's a dirty dog. But the way this ended up going is not something any of us saw coming. Listen.
Can you just answer the question?
Yeah. No, Adriana, you stink. You're a nasty f***ing person, and I hope everyone hears that. I told you.
F*** you, man. No, I was nothing but f***ing good to you.
Good to me? You're f***ing crazy. No, you are rude. Everywhere we go, you embarrass me, too. And, yo, you stink. Take a bath,
you.
Why does he have to be so rude? Why couldn't he have just talked to her? You don't cheat. It's never okay to step out on somebody. If you're not happy, tell him, I don't like you.
Facts. But as you called him a dirty dog, she's just dirty.
Yeah. See, Automatic, that's just a bad joke. So tell your person, if you stink, I tell you. If I'm not fresh, you tell me.
Yeah, but maybe they weren't there. And also, he was probably looking for a reason to get out of the relationship is what it seems like.
Wait, you said you're not there. If you're having sex sexy time with somebody, you're not there. You're already there. There.
Oh, you're that obviously is... not a guy. Yeah. We will go through that and not phase us at
oh,
all.
Oh no! Yeah. That's horrible.
No comment.
Automatic. It's always good over here. All right, line two. What do you think about this situation?
I'm just laughing about that DM. That down in the DM.
Okay, why are you laughing at our girl? We got to offer advice.
That was crazy. Like, she talked back like she wasn't the problem.
But he didn't have to cheat.
Look, she I know, he didn't have to do that, but yeah. I was just laughing because I was like, me and my husband, we've been together like 18 years.
Yeah, yeah.
So when he's musty or anything, I'm like, babe.
You got
to
tell
go
him.
Shower.
Yeah, I know. But it don't always work. I tell Automatic that, and he'll
she
still
says,
kind
you
of
can't get
musty.
In this bed until you take a shower.
I literally tell him
we
no.
We joke about it instead of, you know, some couples to be mad. But I'd rather you tell me, like, babe, am I smelling so good?
Tell me.
You gotta let me know.
Yeah, take the sniff test and tell me that I'm okay. I mean, I want
right.
to know.
Some people get mad, but I don't. I want to know.
If I got something in my teeth, if I'm funky, please
right.
tell me. Thank
so,
you
yeah,
so
much. That's what I was going to say. I was just like, that was crazy.
I love you, girl. Bye.
Bye.
In a relationship, if you're in there, just tell your person, okay? Just be honest with them.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Bad Bunny embarrassed in front of the entire world. We have video. I'll tell you where you can watch it. We'll discuss this and more. But first, congratulations, Justin Bieber and wife Hailey Bieber expecting their first baby.
I can't believe the Biebs is having a baby. That's why he's looked so stressed out lately.
Oh, Automatic, settle down. I'm so excited for them. I'm sure they're going to make amazing parents. Oh, all right, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays first.
We have TikTok star Brittany Broski celebrating her birthday and SNL legend Kenan Thompson celebrating her birthday as well.
Oh, happy birthday, Kenan Thompson.
Welcome to Black Jeopardy.
I love Black Jeopardy. It's one of my favorite skits on SNL. All right, so Drake posted a very cryptic message on his story in Instagram from a movie called A Man in Full. Here's an excerpt.
Maybe this is criticism. Maybe that. But when you die, will people notice? Well, I know there will be a lot of memories of me by a lot of people. Many will hate me, even so. A person needs to live with better than the mouse was born.
I think Drake is seriously depressed. I really don't think this is some kind of, hey, another thing about Kendrick. I think he's down and he doesn't understand why so many people have turned against him. Drake, just concentrate on the positive. You got great hits. Don't worry about it. This is an L. Take the L and move forward.
There you go. That's some supportive message from the Drake Hive.
I was going to say.
I am a Drake fan, but think about it. You still got great music. You just, yeah, the no, battle I mean, is not, you don't want to battle
Kendrick.
Doesn't
make that L any less depressing, though.
Yeah. Jay-Z lost to Nas in the battle.
And still won the war.
Still great. So he'll repair.
Facts.
All right, now let's talk about Bad Bunny, who's also in his feels right now because he's at a basketball game. Mark Cuban, who owns the Dallas Mavericks, comes up. He's like, yo, can you take a photo with me? Bad Bunny says, of course. They take a picture. Then Mark grabs his son and says, look, it's Bad Bunny. Take a picture. And the kid's like, I don't know who that is. I'll take a picture. And walks away. And Bad Bunny, you see him turn red. And he kind of looks down. He's embarrassed.
But,
I've been embarrassed. Not like that. Because I was speaking at this event and I'm really short. And I joke about it. But the woman who was speaking as well was really tall. And having to do that and ask for help on the mic, that doesn't compare to being shamed on national TV. And a video now has gone viral.
Oh, my God. Dude, yeah. You know what? This embarrassing moment. It reminded me of the time I was sweating profusely in a barbershop.
Ew.
And
oh my gosh.
The barbers and everyone had to gather around to try to blow dry my head. And I was about as red as Bad Bunny was in that situation.
How do you deal with embarrassing moments?
I don't
like
know.
That?
You guys remember when Steve Kerr called me out in front of the entire world?
Oh,
I still get to live. I still get to live with that one all the time.
I remember that. Go to @DanaCortezShow on Instagram. Check this video of Bad Bunny being embarrassed, and then share your most embarrassing moments in the comments.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
In a relationship, you're having sexy time. We're grown folks here. Okay, this is grown talk. And maybe someone stops taking baths, someone stops cleaning themselves. We did it down in the DM breakdown earlier, and I want to address it myself, Dana Cortez, along with my husband, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. I am a bath freak. I am so afraid of not smelling fresh because of the stories I hear like that. And automatic sitting here telling the most disgusting jokes. It's not okay.
No. First of all, I didn't say I'm on the air. Second of all, it's okay to make a little fun of this woman. She's got a stinky unit.
It was funny because she thought so high of herself. So to find out that she's actually the root of the problem down there. It was humorous.
Okay, but he shouldn't have stepped down on her. He should have told her, hey, baby, let's take a shower. When Otto's breath stinks, I'm like, hey, we should go brush our teeth together. Let's have a toothbrush party. That's what I say.
Okay, but I think Anthony said this earlier, but maybe their relationship's not at that point yet.
But you're having sexy time. You're not at the point you can be honest, but you're the closest with another human being you can ever be.
This happened. Seriously? I've been there before. I've been there one time with a one-night stand where the girl, she asked me to sleep over, and I was like, oh, I don't know you like that.
Anthony, that doesn't even make sense, but you're there to have sexy time. You can't spend the night.
Yeah, nah, dude.
Spending the night is more intimate than sexy time.
Even weirder, she wanted me to sleep naked with her. And I'm like, whoa, I really don't know you like that.
I don't think Dana understands the clarity a man has after he finishes. Your whole perspective changes. Everything changes. Like, when you're thinking with your down there, it's different than when you actually release and then you have a clear mind and you're able to, like, direct yourself in the appropriate direction.
And what are you thinking when you're done?
Oh,
usually,
man.
I'm dirty. I can't believe I did that.
We got to go shower here.
Not here at your house, though.
Oh, no.
I will agree with the fact that Dana said he should have addressed her before stepping out on her. I think you should do that. And with any partner, you should do that. And also, guys, you know, we're stinky dudes.
Thank you.
We're stinky creatures. Yeah,
grab a baby wipe something, guys.
Yeah, no.
Seriously. Automatic used to shower every night before we got married.
Oh, no.
I still take good care of myself. I mean, do I shower like when we were brand new? No. I'm sorry.
That's wild that now if you shower like a normal person, it's going to be suspicious.
If I was to come home and take a shower, Dana would be like, who you see?
Yeah, I would have trust issues for sure. 877-730-DCS1. Are you always honest with your partner?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.